Praise the Lord. So beautiful to be in God's presence, lifting up his name, worshiping him. Well, the message tonight, led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Let's begin with Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. God wants to lead us by his Spirit. Sometimes we may just look at the big picture. Well, that's my vocation, or that's a marriage situation. The big picture, the big things. But God wants to lead us by his Spirit. I'm here to encourage us tonight to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit day by day. Let's become more aware of his presence. Hebrews 3:7, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice. The Holy Spirit wants to lead us every day, touch our lives every day. Today, if you will hear his voice. Isaiah 50 and verse 4, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord awakens us in the morning, and he wants our ear to be open to hear his voice and his leading and his word. As many as are led by the Spirit, and you can see it's day by day, all day long, these are the sons of God. How many would admit tonight, I could be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit all day long? You know, sometimes, isn't it so great and beautiful? It's like a day filled with the Spirit. Blessing of the Lord is so evident on your life and in your spirit, and you go about your day, and it's amazing what you accomplish. And it seems you just, that just fell into place. That just happened. And there's this Holy Ghost timing, and you feel like you were walking in step with the Spirit all day long. And then there's other days where we get out of step, don't we? Get a little frustrated and anxious and flustered about things, maybe a little hot-headed. I'm here to encourage us tonight. Let's increase our percentage of days that we walk with the Holy Spirit all day long. As many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. John 11, verses 9 to 10. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. The light is not in him. He's not talking about, you know, the hours of the night where it's dark. He's using spiritual terms here, that if we will walk in the light, we will not stumble. But if there's darkness in us, we do not know the way we walk. We can stumble. Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in a day? He's reminding us that God has given us sufficient time in every day to accomplish what God wants for us in his will. He's made the day that way, and there's enough light to guide us all day long as we fulfill the will of God for our lives. Even times of when we face a problem or a struggle, Luke 4:1, the Bible says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Some days it's like you're being led into a testing, into a temptation, into a trouble spot. But even there, the Holy Spirit is with us. We have that sense. This, what I'm facing today, has come across my life in the providence of God, and I will deal with it in a proper and right manner. Being led by the Spirit, even in the wilderness situation, in the wilderness challenge upon our life. Or John 2:4, Jesus said to his mother, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. Jesus knew that there were some things in his life that were not to take place immediately, but they would come to pass in time. There was always that sense in him, the Holy Spirit is leading me. My, how beautifully Jesus walked with the Holy Spirit and before the presence of his Father. He said, my time has not yet come, but things will unfold, but right now I have other things to attend to and look after. Are there not 12 hours in a day? There's enough light to handle the day. Maybe you get a little concerned at times or a little frustrated. I don't have enough time. I'm not getting any of the things done I need to. And you get frenetic. Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in the day? There's enough light for you today to do the will of God. So when we start feeling like that, why don't we step back and say, Holy Spirit, you lead me. You lead me. Take care of God's time, and he will take care of yours. John 7:2-6. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brothers, his natural brothers, therefore said to him, depart from here and go into Judea. Go south in the Jerusalem area, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. Put some Messiah claims out there, Jesus. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. For even his brothers did not believe in him. They knew he was anointed. They knew there was a call of God on his life, but they didn't step to the high level that this could be Messiah, the Son of God. Then Jesus said to them, my time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. His brothers said to him, depart and go to Judea. Go up to the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus said, my time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. He was saying to those natural brothers of his, your lives are so adrift from the will of God that it doesn't matter when you go to Jerusalem. You can go today, you can go tomorrow, you can go next week, do this, do that. What does it matter? You're not connected to the will of God. But Jesus was, and he said, my time has not yet come. But shortly after, he went up to the feast as the Holy Spirit directed him. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. The steps of a good man, a righteous person, are ordered by the Lord. And so we walk with God. Be led of the Spirit. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I know them. Jesus knows all about us. He knows every situation all day long, every duty, every vocational aspect of our lives, the groceries, the meals, the travel, the traffic. He knows everything about us. He says, aren't there not 12 hours in a day? Step back and let me lead you. Step back and let the Holy Spirit guide you. Don't get ahead of yourself. Enjoy the flow. Enjoy the working out of the day in God. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. The shepherd doesn't send his sheep out to pasture while he stays back in the sheepfold and relaxes all day long. The shepherd is always with his sheep. And wherever we are all day long, Jesus is there with us. And we follow him. We walk with him. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. The meaning is, let it be the umpire in your heart. Sometimes we get disrupted. We get anxious. We get frustrated. We tend to complain. We're not satisfied with things. And all of a sudden, what happens? Our peace is disrupted. It's like when a game is going on, when a game is being played properly, a sports game, everything flows beautifully. Everything's moving along. But when there's an infraction, the umpire blows the whistle, settles things down, gets things back into proper order, and then away it goes again. And the Bible tells us that we are to let the peace of God rule in our heart. So when we face that anxiousness and that frustration and maybe an anger that comes up in us, we say, hold it, Holy Spirit, I just felt you blow the whistle on me. I've got to get back into the game properly. And away we go, being led by the Spirit. And that's how we begin to learn to walk with the Holy Spirit all day long. The longer we walk with the Holy Spirit, the more sensitive we are to His voice, to His touch, to His word. Wow, I just spoke out of turn. Wow, that wasn't right in me. I correct that attitude right now. You're walking along, guided by the Holy Spirit, all day long. William Gurnall, 1600s and the 1600s, Puritan preacher. Such beautiful words. An instrument is not in tune except it have all the strings, and then will not make good music if the musician hath not wisdom to cause every string to speak in due time. The Christian is not in tune except he takes in all the duties of his place and calling. Neither will the performance of them be harmonious in God's ear if every one be not done in its proper season. We're the instrument. We have many strings to play, many responsibilities of life, domestic and social and relational, vocational. We have strings to play. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, they need to be tuned, that we're in tune with every one of them. Church life, family life, job life. We're tuned. That string is tuned for that. And then we know how to play them in their proper time. We know when to be at church. We know when to be at home. We know when to be on the job. And we know when to be in prayer. And we know how to worship. And all of a sudden our life becomes a music unto the Lord, led by the Spirit, walking with the Spirit. Acts 16. 6-10. Apostle Paul and his team of ministry says, this is a beautiful illustration of being led by the Holy Spirit. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Well, I thought, just go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Just go. As many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. I wonder what that felt like. What kind of constraint came upon their spirit? I mean, they're praying. They want to evangelize. They want to take the gospel. And all of a sudden, there's this Holy Spirit pressure that's coming into them. Holy Spirit said, no. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia. They tried. I mean, they had their supplies. They were on the road, it seems like. They're just, hey, let's go. And all of a sudden, the team's looking at one another. I just don't feel right in my spirit, Apostle Paul. He said, neither do I. They tried to go. They tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. That's how sensitive these men walked with the Lord. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. They had to get by Bithynia. They had to get by Mysia. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding, it was conclusive, that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. What a beautiful passage. So guided by the Holy Spirit, so sensitive. You know, I pulled some thoughts on this message out of Pastor Mark's message from years ago on the Macedonian man. Such a beautiful direction on the word, and just wanted to quote this one part. It said, "The Lord will lead us perfectly in this life if we are leadable." Are we as precise with the Lord as he is trying to be with us? I wonder if we are so caught up with life and in life that we are missing the Holy Spirit. Lord, make us more aware of your presence. Lord, help me to be more sensitive to your Holy Spirit every day. From the moment I wake up, he wakens me morning by morning. He opens my ear to hear his word. Today, as the Holy Ghost says, and we walk on with God. You know, there's a beautiful illustration in the message. They were forbidden to go to Bithynia. Bithynia means a violent rushing. A violent rushing. Sometimes we have a tendency to get ahead of God, to try and push things on our own, to ram things through. We get that spirit. I'm going to make this happen. This is going to... Holy Spirit said, you're not going into Bithynia. You're not going to give way to that impulsive spirit. And they felt a check. Mysia. They tried to go, and the Spirit said no. Means a land of beech trees. Oh, for a beach ministry in Hawaii. Nicer climate. Those beech trees, those palm trees waving against the blue sky and the sun pouring down. A little ease, a vacation spirit. Listen, when you go on vacation, take your vacation spirit with you. But when you come off vacation, leave the vacation spirit for the next vacation. We've got to get by Bithynia, that violent rushing, that self-determination, that impulsiveness in us. I'm just going to make this happen today, and yeah, I'm going to push this through. We have to get by Mysia. Land of beech trees. Tendency to want ease and relaxation and a vacation spirit and not have to press too hard and not have to work too hard. But if we'll get by those, we can go on to Troas and receive a vision from the Lord. A vision from the Lord that's of him, and we know it. And it feels right, and it is right. And God will take us out into Macedonia, which means extended land. God will take us out into a place of fulfillment. God will take us out into a large land and fulfill our life and our calling, and we will walk with him. We've got to get by the violent rushing. We've got to get by the land of beech trees, ease and complacency. And press on till we get a true vision from God. And then he'll lead us out in great fulfillment. Let's have the worship ministry come. And let's close out with Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your paths. Hallelujah. As many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons and daughters of God. Maybe you can check your own heart tonight and say, yeah, I can I'm ahead of myself, being a little impulsive. Things aren't working out, and I'm getting frustrated over this or that. The Lord is here to remind you tonight, there are 12 hours in the day. He gives you space and light and understanding to get everything done you need to, and we just need to be more sensitive to Him. Say, Holy Spirit, all day long, guide me. Holy Spirit, work in me. Holy Spirit, in the traffic. Holy Spirit, when I'm taking care of the children. Holy Spirit, when I'm in my scriptures and Bible reading. Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me. I want to be led by your presence and by your word. Hallelujah. Let's stand together tonight. Trust this word is an encouragement to you tonight. Take every day, offer it to the Lord. As Jesus walked so beautifully before the Father because he was so sensitive to the Holy Spirit, so, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you work in us, Father God, to bring us into that same sensitivity. Throughout the day, we're touching life and touching people, and there's a flow. There's an anointing. Our work unfolds. There's an anointing on it. Our family life, our recreation, days lived for the glory and the presence of God. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, get that impulsiveness out of us, Lord. Start saying things and doing things and get a little harsh in spirit and a little sharp in tongue, Lord. And flesh rises up. Step back. Holy Spirit, take me and lead me. Well, let's close out. If you would like prayer tonight for any need or situation, you want to come and spend a few minutes before the Lord at the altar, please slip out from where you are. Let's close out our night tonight and offer ourselves to our beautiful Savior and the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives.